You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's not going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and we had hoped to have a guest this evening, but I don't see any signs of him, so we would love to hear from you if you're out there in the listening audience, because we have nothing prepared. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got something you'd like to talk about this evening, there are really so many things coming down the line, so that we hear about is going to be a problem. Is the are we going to go over the financial cliff first of the year, and why can't the Republicans and Democrats come to a conclusion? And basically, the real reason is they don't want to. The leaders of both political parties are dedicated to exactly the same thing, but they can't tell you that we have a one-party system, and this whole system of voting is simply, well, it's simply all smoke and mirrors to give you the impression that we have something to do about with the way that our country works. But the truth of the matter is we have an invisible government. And if you haven't certainly read my treatise, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't read Dan Smoot's book, which we do carry, The Invisible Government, you would probably believe we have a two-party system, whereas the truth of the matter is we have a one-party system, and both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people, but they pretend that the Republicans certainly are in favor of certainly limiting government, and they want to cut back on taxes, and the Democrats want to increase government and provide for the people and expand the power of government. And the truth of the matter, they're both working towards exactly the same goals, but they cannot let the American people know that. Well, fortunately, we have Anthony Cusciardi with us, so we're not going to have to. I simply look forward to your calls. Anthony, thank you so very much for being with us tonight. Anthony, are you there? Well, Anthony, I don't know why I can't hear you. I'm going to have to ask our producer to call our Anthony, are you there? We've punched you in. No sign of Anthony. Will our producer call our engineer and see if we can get him on the line? Anthony, could we try getting Anthony on the line again? And certainly, if you wouldn't mind getting our engineer, certainly would like our listeners to hear this gentleman, because he has a great deal to say about the danger of water fluoridation. And basically, the average individual really doesn't understand that there is an organized effort in America to poison our population. They know exactly what they're doing. And basically what fluoride does, drinking the drinking water, it lowers the fertility rate. And what they're trying to do, of course, is lower the fertility rate, not only in America, but throughout the world. But America is one of the few countries where we really have almost 68% of our communities are fluoridated. And when, of course, you have water fluoridation, you lower the fertility rate, you lower the IQ, you certainly create osteoporosis in women. Certainly you have a profound impact as far as increasing the incidence of tumors. And they know all of these things. It's just that the average individual doesn't know that. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. Unfortunately, we're having a few technical issues there, but I am back now, and I'm pleased to be here.
Well, please, you go ahead and tell, well, we better wait just a moment here. Anyway, Anthony is going to be with us in just a moment, and we're going to be talking about the dangers of, certainly, of water fluoridation and the complications that come about because of this. How did you get interested in this, Anthony?
Well, I actually suffered from Lyme disease several years ago, and my doctor had prescribed me antibiotics and steroids, and I just wasn't getting any better, and I had no idea why. And I looked it up, and I found online some resources that showed me what to do, and I tried it, and I got better using natural cures like oil of oregano and stuff. And the doctor said, well, that's all hooey.
Well, Anthony, you go right ahead. You were just saying that you went to your doctor and they made a diagnosis of Lyme's disease?
That's correct. I had Lyme disease right when it was first starting back several years ago. And he prescribed me antibiotics and steroids. And I wasn't feeling any better at all. I actually slept for a full day one time. And I went and I said, what am I going to do? And I started looking online for some natural health information. I actually tried oil of oregano, and I did a detox, and I felt completely better. And I went to my doctor, and I told him, and he said, oh, that's all phooey. That's all lies. That couldn't possibly work. And I started to get suspicious, so I started trying other things, and detoxing fluoride and stuff, and I felt so much better, and I felt so much better about my body. And my doctor said, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And from there, I knew that the whole medical paradigm was just completely bogus. And they would just deny anything that happened, any natural cures or breakthroughs. They would say it was a lie or I was a conspiracy theorist, but it's happening in my own body. You know, it's obviously happening and it's obviously real. We know these dangers of fluoride and others. We know it.
Well, you see, I don't fault the doctors. I was a physician I graduated in 1952 from medical school, so it's 60 years ago. But it's the fact that the doctors really don't know, and certainly they depend upon the meetings they go to, which are controlled. They depend upon the magazines that they read, which are controlled. They depend upon the professional organizations they belong to, which are controlled, they depend upon the detail men who come to their office. So the average doctor really can't believe the truth of so much of what's going on today. And the fact that this chronic fatigue is really very real, Lyme disease is very real, but the fluoride in water is a very definite hazard. The American Medical Association, the California Medical Association, which certainly I live in California, and they've certainly been supporting water fluoridation for many years. Well, what have you actually learned in your studies?
Well, I started researching fluoride as one of my main topics back when I was contributing to a bunch of alternative news sites. And I was even surprised to find out just how deadly and dangerous it is. Even Harvard research now, published in a federal government journal, said that it significantly lowered IQ and that areas with higher fluoride levels had drastically lower IQ, and it can actually cross into the placenta. So developing babies can get neurological damage from fluoride consumption in pregnant mothers. So it's actually affecting us before we even born, before we even have a chance to think for ourselves. We're being bombarded with sodium fluoride.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have with us Anthony Guicciardi. Is that the correct pronunciation?
My name is Anthony Guicciardi.
Guicciardi, I'm sorry. Well, I'm not.
No problem.
Anyway, Anthony, of course, after he was struck with this chronic illness, he began studying all of these things, and he got into water fluoridation. And it was an incredible thing. Most people don't understand. There's all sorts of scientific studies out there that show the danger of water fluoridation, the profound impact it can have on our minds, on our bodies, and on every aspect of our health. And yet 68% of our communities are fluoridated. And the American Medical Association, the state medical associations, let's probably say that 90% of our doctors really believe what they read in their journals, what they hear at their meetings, and certainly what they're told by their leaders. And of course, there's an organized effort, I fear. And as a physician, I can say this. I've worked within organized medicine. In fact, for many years, I was the leader of organized medicine in California. But I can tell you that there is an organized effort with the leadership of organized medicine to do irreparable harm to the people. It's not just medicine, it's dentistry. And they put their people into key positions in our medical and dental industries. And the results of this are a disaster in America. They do not allow this in Europe. They don't fluoridate the water in Europe. yet we fluoridate it here. What's the difference? Well, I think the people in Europe are a lot healthier. But go ahead, Anthony, tell us what you've learned.
Well, you know, they always say that fluoridation prevents cavities, right? That's their main thing that they say, oh, well, we need it in there so it prevents cavities. But there's actually information from the West Virginia University Rural Health Center, and it found that, quote, for children's dental health measures, it was found that fluoridation rates were not significantly related to the measures of either caries or overall condition of the teeth for urban or rural areas. So in other words, heavily fluoridated areas, actually the cavity incident was no different than non-fluoridated areas. So there's really no real research anyway that's not backed by corporations or interests that show that fluoride is effective in fighting against cavities. I mean, maybe topically a little bit, but drinking the fluoride is such a backwards idea. And there's no reason why they would put it in there when it's linked to so many conditions, unless it was a purposeful, intended thing to get it into the water to literally damage our IQ, which it does.
And it really does damage the IQ. We have a set of films actually put together by a friend, Dr. Kennedy, who went to China, and he went to schools where the kids drank normal drinking water, and then he went to the schools where the children actually drank the fluoridated water, and all the difference in the world in these children. I mean, in the areas where they were fluoridated, they were sort of blank and just sort of stumbling around, and in the areas where they didn't have the fluoride, these were happy, vivacious children. They may have been Chinese, but like children every place, they were happy, they were enjoying life. It was amazing to see the difference in the schools, and yet the average individual doesn't understand they're poisoning our children and knocking the IQ down between 5 and 10% at least. But Anthony, certainly as you talked about this, I mean, this is a difficult message for most Americans to believe. They cannot believe that they would be poisoning 67 to 68% of the drinking water across America. How could that be happening and we're not hearing about it and learning about it?
Right, and that's exactly it. But the fact is that there's been over 26 peer-reviewed research studies out there with Harvard research as well, as I mentioned, admitting that fluoride lowers IQ. So it's really not for debate anymore. We know it lowers IQ, and we know that the government is purposefully putting it into the water supply in all major cities pretty much. And even though we're trying to fight to get it out, they're saying, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. So what do they have to gain? It's not protecting against cavities. What do they have to gain by putting it into the water?
What do they have to gain? That's the question that we often ask. It doesn't make sense unless there is an agenda.
Well, exactly. What they have to gain is a docile, believable public, just as they've done throughout history by sedating the public. Now, the modern public with fluoridation will believe anything. They'll go with anything because just as fluoride is used in a lot of antidepressant medications in some forms, it dulls the mind. It makes you not care anymore. It makes you complacent. It makes you happy. These are all things that governments throughout history have desired, a complacent, docile public that'll do anything. You know, you declare a gun ban, such as right now in the news. The docile public, they don't even think about it. Nothing goes on in their head. As long as they can watch sports and drink soda with their aspartame, they don't care. A lot of people. Now, a lot of people are waking up on this, but that's the key issue here, that fluoride makes people docile. It lowers their IQ across the board.
That is an incredible situation. How can people document that fact? Do you know of any way people can? I mean, I'm not questioning you at all. I believe it's true. But how can people actually verify what you're saying? Have you written anything? Do you have any articles on this? Any references that they can get?
Yes, absolutely. Well, my website is naturalsociety.com, but I know, Dr. Stan Monteith, you have some great stuff on your website as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been following your work for years. You definitely got me into a lot of this. But we know as far back as 1977, and we talked about this in a previous show, Dr. Dean Burke exposed this. He said that just in 1977 alone, around 10,000 to 70,000 people had died due to water fluoridation through cancer. And the government actually went ahead, and the National Cancer Research Institute buried this study until 1989, purposefully, and did not even do a press release until 1989. So more than 10 years later, they purposefully buried this information so that people would not be aware of it. Now, why would they bury this information if they were actually looking out for public health? They wouldn't. They would sound the alarm. They would get rid of fluoride in the water, or at least lower it a lot. And they would get this information out and say, you know, what are we looking at here? But instead, even though it showed that there was an increase in tumors and bone cancer, they censored it for more than 10 years. Why would they do that?
Well, you tell me, why would they do that? Because it just, I mean, to the average individual listening to the program, they're going to say, I don't believe this could be taking place. It couldn't take place in America. And if it did, we'd certainly know about it. How do you answer them?
Well, I'd like to bring up a few things. Number one, in corporations and business in general, and I've worked in corporation structures, someone who's willing to do anything will always get to the top. It's very unfortunate, it's very displeasing, but in a corrupt corporate system, someone who's willing to do anything will always excel to the top. That includes hurting other people. This goes for government as well. Someone who's willing to exploit the public to make them docile, as I talked about, make them do anything will get to the top. We can also look and talk about our government. Is it really representative of America anymore? Look at Operation Paperclip, where we took over those Nazi scientists and brought them into the government. Who's to say who developed this original concept? You know, it can go as far, very far back to the Nazi scientists as well. And this is not really a great American ideal. These are individuals who have hijacked the government, who have created a rogue government of sorts, and are doing this as a way of intellectual warfare on the people. This is not the United States government we're familiar with. These are criminals at the highest levels doing this.
Well, I always like to tell people that we have two governments. We have a visible government that's made of our elected legislature, certainly of a president of the Supreme Court. This is at the national level. But then we have an invisible government, a small group of very wealthy men who are the ones who are really in control, who actually determine who is the leadership of both political parties and who is the president. And we go to the polls every 4 years and we vote, you know, for either the Republican or the Democratic candidate, and I always like to say we're not voting for the candidate of our choice, but for the candidates of their choice, and whichever one wins, their candidate is always victorious. And it's so difficult for the average individual to believe that could really be going on in America. In fact, it took me a long time to really recognize the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe.
Exactly, and they like to pretend that they're out there for you. They like to pretend they're going to stick their neck out for you. Like Obama, you remember back in 2007, Obama said that he was really concerned about public health and that he was going to help label or ban GMOs immediately his first day in office. That never happened. The U.S. government also went out and said, after Harvard came out and said that fluoride was lowering IQ, they said they were going to look into lowering fluoride levels. But that never happened. It's all just PR, you know, because people actually get concerned and then they issue a statement like, oh yeah, we're going to go ahead and lower fluoride levels. But then it never, ever happens. It's all just empty promises to make people think that they're on their side. But all we have to do is look as far back as Henry Kissinger and read his book where his quotes say that military people are dumb, stupid animals. And it's horrible. They don't consider me and you to even be on their level. You know, they think they're something else. They think they're higher than us. They're worth more than us. And they can just treat us like trash all day long, because we're just pawns of foreign policy. And that's actually a direct quote from Henry Kissinger, that we're all just pawns in foreign policy. So they don't see us as equals. They see us as numbers to control and to do what they want with.
And I think it's so important for people to realize that we do have an invisible government made up of a small elite group. That really makes mockery of the electoral process, but they're using certainly America's financial and military power to dominate other countries throughout the world. I mean, why do you think that we have actually our troops in 130 nations? We have over 1,000 foreign military bases. Are those there to defend America, or are those there to extend the power of the invisible government over the rest of the world as we move towards a one-world authoritarian society? And they need water fluoridation because it lowers the IQ and makes people far more apathetic and indifferent. And you've never seen the videos we have by Dr. Kennedy, who went to China. And as you look at the children in the schools that are fluoridated, and then look at the children in the schools that are not fluoridated, understand they do not fluoridate your opinion because they have just as good dental health as we do. And simply, yes, so fluoride actually does decrease dental cavities because it actually kills bacteria. But it acts locally. It doesn't act systemically. And that's, of course, really the big thing that we have is a dental toothpaste, but you're getting fluoride intoxication every time you brush your teeth or using a fluoridated toothpaste. But it does cut back on cavities. Oh, but not because you ingest it. When you ingest it, it affects every cell in your body. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, go right ahead, Andrew, Anthony. Cynthia, this must have been quite a revelation as you began to read and study about this.
Yeah, I was absolutely blown away when I first realized all this. And I just didn't get it at first. You know, you go through different stages, like, why are they doing this, and how could this possibly be? And then, you know, you kind of relapse after a little bit, and you think, this can't possibly be true. But it is the reality. It's real. It's just people have to put the puzzle pieces together. And you were mentioning how sodium fluoride kills bad bacteria that causes cavities. Well, you know what? I think it also kills good bacteria, and it also kills you, too. You know, that's the thing. A nuclear bomb can get rid of bad bacteria, but at what cost?
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I certainly agree. You're absolutely right. It does kill the bacteria, but of course it has a profound impact on the individual as well.
Exactly. And, you know, at the end of the day, when I was finding out all of this information, it really brings you into a whole new realm of understanding when you think, well, the health sector is corrupt, and that's run mostly by the FDA, USDA. Well, what does that mean for the other sectors? And you look at it, and it's like a metaphorical rot, you know, in the foundation of a house. And the rot goes so far deep. You know, the whole foundation is built on rot and corruption. And that's what we have with this whole fluoride thing. It's not just the fluoride issue. You know, that's just the face value of all the corruption. It's the rogue government at the deepest levels, like you were saying, the invisible government. Like, just look at how the Rockefellers merged their wealth with the Rothschilds, who originally instated them into the United States government, who own most of New York now. And the Rothschilds, of course, own a large percentage of the world's landmass. It's corruption at the deepest levels, and the byproduct of that is water fluoridation and other health concerns that are dumbing us down and making us completely obedient to whatever they want us to do.
I agree with you. What sort of response do you get when you do radio programs and you tell people that?
Well, you know, believe it or not, I get a really good response. A lot of people are waking up to the fluoride issue. I think if I had to gauge it, I think over 90% of people understand that genetically modified food is bad. About 70% of people think, these are just my numbers, my experience, of course. About 70% agree that fluoride is bad. But the biggest thing is a lot of people still think that vaccinations are good for you. So we're not fully there yet, but people are really waking up to this. And anyone who generally argues in the comments of these radio shows that I post up or on YouTube, anyone who argues, someone will come up and say, you know, here's a study that shows that fluoride is actually bad for you. So people are starting to get it. I think the issue is that a lot of people don't get the grand scale of it. Like, they might get one thing. They might get the fluoride issue. They might get the GMO issue. But people need to understand that the core corruption starts at the foundation of all of this. All the organizations, FDA, USDA, are completely corrupt. The former head of Monsanto was actually the head of the FDA and is currently a deputy commissioner in the organization. And they go and shut down organic peanut butter factories and ignore everything else. They act like organic food and raw milk is the enemy when they let aspartame and fluoride go free. So it's systematic.
Well, it's so hard, I think, for the average individual to honestly believe that these things are going on. And I know a lot of good people that just say it couldn't be true. Well, it is true, and the scientific studies are there. And this is why we need people who not only have the scientific studies, but can verify what they say. And we'll tell you a little bit later about my talk on the hidden agenda and the scientific studies that will back up the truth of what's going on today. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Anthony Gucciardi, and we're talking about his information on water fluoridation. Now, Anthony, have you written a book? Have you written essays? How can people get the information that you've accumulated on this subject?
Yes, I have. My book is actually free now. My website is naturalsociety.com, or you can just Google Natural Society. I made my book free for the number one reason of people need to get this information out, and people need to get it fast, because we're coming to a head here. We're coming to a turning point. If enough people understand what's going on, they'll begin to realize the truth. I've authored over 10,000 articles total on health and politics, but probably more than 100 on fluoride as well. They're on Natural Society and other sites. I've been at this, you know, I've been doing these articles for a long time. I'm a relatively young person, but ever since I realized it, I've just been fired up to just constantly work 10 plus hours a day to get this information out. And, it's having an effect along with everyone else as well. You know, your show is legendary. We've been doing a lot of good work, and it's definitely getting out there, I think.
Well, all we can do is continue talking. I know a lot of people complain, you know, but when they try to tell their friends and their relatives, why, of course, they don't want to hear it. And so I said, you just keep telling them. Maybe they won't believe you, but they'll hear it from somebody else, or they'll read about a book, or they may see a television program, or see an article in a magazine. And after they've seen it two or three times, they may begin to challenge what they believe. And when people can begin to understand that our minds are molded, our ideas created, our thoughts largely formed by those we have no idea who they are, but they're manipulating our reality, and they're poisoning the American people. And this is why certainly the longevity of the average American, with all of the benefits and all the wealth we have here, we're about 20th or 25th somewhere there in national world longevity. And people in many other countries live far longer on average than people here in the United States. And that is because, in my estimation, we're being intentionally poisoned with our food, with our air, with our water. And certainly one of the major problems we have is the fluoridation of the drinking water. What people don't understand is they don't allow fluoridation of the drinking water in Europe. Oh, maybe one or two communities do, but the rest of them absolutely refuse to let it in. In China and in other countries, they're trying to get the fluoride out of the drinking water because they know how terribly dangerous it is. And yet here in the United States, why, because of the degree of control over the media, most people, at least until recently, had no idea that when they used the fluoridated drinking water, they were actually poisoning their children. And, of course, we can get the water, the fluoride out of the drinking water. But then, of course, it's in the water we bathe in. If your community has fluoridated water, why? You should start thinking about other means of certainly of bathing, because the fluoride is certainly absorbed through the skin. And it does have a profound impact on your children and on their mentality. And it's going to lower their IQ 5 or 10%, which is, well, if they've got an IQ of 170, that's not much. But what happens if they have an IQ of 100 or 90 and a 5% to 10% decrease will destroy their lives? Well, Anthony, when you tell people this, initially, what sort of response do you get, unless they're already convinced?
Well, you know, you're talking about friends and family. I think friends and family are the hardest to actually convince. I think that they're the hardest to inform because they see you as just a friend or a family member. You know, they might even remember from when far back you were a completely different person. So I think that's a challenge, but the issue here is to plant the seed in people's mind. Just like you were saying, if you talk about it with them for 10 minutes, maybe in a month they'll see it on the news that Harvard research or another study found that fluoride lowers IQ, and they'll think, maybe he's on to something, and then they'll do their own research. So it's only your job to plant the seed. Don't expect everyone to be like, oh, wow, you're right, because a lot of the times you talk to someone randomly on the street and they'll say, you're a conspiracy theorist. But that's just because their nightly news program doesn't tell them about this information. You know, don't be mad at them. They just don't know. Literally, they don't know. So it's good to plant the seed. And you're talking about longevity. Well, there was actually a report as well that, sure, people are living longer, but the quality of their health is actually one of the lowest of any nations around in the United States. So people are living longer through life support and stuff like that and drugs, but the quality of their life is absolutely dreadful.
Well, my telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's very difficult for people who honestly believe that they would be intentionally poisoning our water. But they are, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our food with aspartame and bisphenol and with the artificial colorings and odors. They're certainly getting milk from the cows treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone. So many things, but that's another topic. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, this is a vitally important subject.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so
Anthony, how long have you actually been working at this full time to try to get people to educate and to understand what's really going on as far as the health is concerned?
Well, full time, probably about 2008. Probably got started around 2007. And I started writing for websites like InfoWars and stuff like that back in 2007, 2008, and just pumping out content. I wrote up to about 4 articles a day at that time, and I still sometimes do. And I was just absolutely on fire to try and get the word out. And actually, I was successful in 2011. I wrote an article about GMOs, and it incorporated some fluoride information, actually. But it went on Facebook, and it became the 10th most shared article of 2011. Over 236,000 people shared it on Facebook, and it was seen by around 27 million people around the world. So it just shows that through hard work and planting the seed in people's mind, we can really get something done. Because 27 million people, that's great.
Well, it really is, and we have to get people thinking, and they maybe read your article, and they would ordinarily just cast it aside. Well, sort of the rantings of a conspiracy theorist, but then something will come up, and this is what's happened so often. It may take a few weeks, or a few months, a few years, but something will come up, and then they'll begin questioning what they have been taught to believe. It was so difficult for me to unlearn so many of the things I'd learned certainly in college, even harder to unlearn some of the things I learned in medical school. I went to a wonderful medical school with wonderful teachers, and they did not understand many of these things and the things that you and I have learned. Now, because we take the time, and I'm sure you've gone through many of the scientific articles, as I have, the information is there. But you have to actually take the time, or either that or get on the coattails of somebody who has taken the time to go through this. When you begin to understand that they're poisoning our children. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are intentionally and purposely poisoning our children and destroying their minds and their IQs so they will never have a normal life. When you understand the enormity of what's going on here in America, you begin to grasp what we're really up against. We'll be back in a moment. So hang on. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Anthony Gucciardi. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, Anthony, how can people get to your website? How can people get your information and your books?
Well, they can go to naturalsociety.com or just Google Natural Society or Google my name if they happen to know how to spell it. But, yeah, my book is free now, and it covers the fluoride issue pretty extensively, and I have all free articles. Everything is free on my website to learn. And speaking of emails, I actually do get a bunch of emails every single day of people saying, hey, I heard you on such and such, or I read one of your articles the other day. And I thought you were absolutely crazy. I thought you were a conspiracy theory nut. But then I looked into it, and wow, I'm actually realizing what's going on now. And some people are saying, you know, we had one yesterday of this really, really, really nice guy. And he said, I thought you were crazy, but I looked into it, and oh my goodness, it's all 100% true. What can I do to tell people about this? We get these emails every day. So people are realizing, once they actually look into it, guess what? It's true. It's just they don't hear about it on the nightly news programs that they're watching. So once you actually take a look.
The nightly news programs are tightly controlled, ladies and gentlemen. And if you tell the truth on the media, why, they will simply destroy your career and you'll never get another job. I'll never forget, many years ago, I was in San Francisco and a program with a young man named Jim Eason. He was a young man at that time, so you can imagine how long ago that was. But basically, Jim was the talk show host on KGO in San Francisco, and that was certainly a 50,000-watt clear channel station there. And he had two or three hours every afternoon. And I was in the studio with Jim, and he said, when off air, he said, you know, if I actually went on the radio and told people what I really think of what's really going on, I would be fired tomorrow. And then we went back onto the air, and he suddenly said, you know, if anybody here at this studio at KGO tried to tell me what to say, I'd quit tomorrow. And then he looked over at me and winked. Well, Jim survived there for probably 25 years or more. He got out a lot of good information. He knew how far he could go. Getting the truth out, he understood what was going on, but he had to make a living. And this is the problem that we have across America. If you tell the truth, you're going to get fired. And Jim Eason was smart enough to stay in there. Of course, Glenn Beck was on Fox News. He told the truth suddenly about a number of things, and they simply fired him. He does have another program now, but it's certainly not Fox News. And other people have not been as fortunate as Glenn. They have not been able to get back on radio again. And their whole lives, they were professional entertainers on radio. Their whole lives have been destroyed. And their crime, they told the truth and tried to warn the American people. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest on water fluoridation or on anything else, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the reason that water fluoridation actually does cut down on, you know, cavities, dental cavities in children, is it kills the bacteria in their mouth. But of course, when you ingest it, why, what does it do to the rest of you? And that's the trouble, is that if you're using the fluoride on a toothbrush, why, of course, you get into your saliva in your mouth, and of course, that's absorbed into your body. And people who test the blood find that certainly almost every American is getting a certain toxic amount of water fluoridation, and they'll find toxic amounts of fluoride in their blood. And they get it certainly from water fluoridation. They get it certainly from many of the foods that they're getting that has fluoride in them. And certainly they're getting it from other sources. So toothpaste and water fluoridation are the two major sources by which they're poisoning the American people. They do not allow this in China. They do not allow this in Russia. They do not allow this in Europe. But they allow it here. In fact, it's being actively encouraged by our public health authorities, and at least some of them, I'm not saying the most of them, but some of them know exactly what they're doing. Well, Anthony, certainly, what do you tell people when you get under the subject of water fluoridation? And they say, if this is true, why aren't we hearing about it?
Well, like we just talked about, you know, I've heard a lot of newscasters. There's actually a documentary about one of them talking about Monsanto's RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone, and they got fired for just talking about it. Well, the same thing can be said for water fluoridation. If people talked about the 26 studies that do exist showing that water fluoridation leads to lower IQ, neurodevelopment problems, and so on, they'll be fired the next day, or it might even be cut off midair. You know, they don't talk about this for a reason, because it upsets the higher-ups. And that's just like you were saying, people are being fired for very similar things. So that's why you're not hearing about it. Now, the good news is the alternative news community is growing because people are being fed up with a lot of the mainstream news. A lot of the mainstream news actually has a really low viewer count. They're not even that high, and they still charge premium amounts for commercials and stuff because the facade has to be upheld. Clear Channel actually will purchase spots just to put their radio show on the air on certain radio stations. So it looks like they have a lot of influence in that area and a lot of listeners, when in reality, the listener count could be very, very low. So the mainstream media is really dying. The alternative news is coming and taking over. And radio shows like this are taking over some of the bigger shows that people are just tired of listening to the lies. They don't want to hear it anymore. They want to hear the truth. They want to know what's really going on. So that's why people are finding out in droves now, even much, much more so than decades past. This is really the age of information that can be readily accessed.
And I certainly agree with you, and I think it's just such a wonderful privilege to have a voice that's heard across America, indeed across the world, because it's not only through the miracle of regular radio, but of shortwave radio and FM radio and the internet, and then, of course, by satellite, why we can get this information out all across America. And there is a growing awareness of what's going on. And you need to understand that fluoride, there's a little mnemonic. F is for fertility. It actually cuts down both the sperm count in males and the fertility of females. They know these things. These have been extensively studied. And then, of course, it lowers the IQ. That's for L, F, L. Fertility lowers. Always for osteoporosis. It actually produces osteoporosis in women. F-L-O-U, it actually, that's for differentiated cells and for cancer, and there's an increased incidence of cancer in areas where they have fluoridated drinking water. And then, of course, it involves the thyroid, because the fluoride competes with the iodine for the thyroid position. It disrupts the endocrine system. They know all of these things. They just don't want the public to know. Well, we've got Charlie calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Charlie, do you have a question for or a comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. Excellent program, Dr. Stan. Anthony, I understand there's quite a few water filters you can put on your shower nozzle. Will those effectively filter out fluoride and other contaminants like chlorine?
Well, 99% of shower filters aren't going to filter fluoride. There are some that claim they filter fluoride. The best way to check that out, and this is what I personally do, is you can go online. You can get a little fluoride strip for about $15, and it'll tell you how much fluoride is in the water. So there's a few ways to get rid of fluoride from your water. The best is reverse osmosis. So if you have access to something like that, you can get a whole house filter, which gets rid of it. But the shower filters, it gets a little tricky because obviously something with like reverse osmosis and a 12-stage filtration system, it's going to take a little bit before the water gets out. So when you have a little tiny shower filter that claims it gets rid of heavy metals and contaminants, chances are it does not get rid of fluoride. So the first thing to look for is if it specifically states it gets rid of fluoride. Then, if it states it gets rid of fluoride, if they have water tests available, that's great. But otherwise, you're going to have to get a strip, and I would even do it then. It's only $15, and test it yourself. So shower filters can be pretty tricky, honestly. The best option would be to get a whole house if you can. They're about $2,000, so they are pretty expensive. But I would, if you can't do it, then I would look for a fluoride shower filter and see how it goes with the test.
And Charlie, basically, we sell shower filters. I will tell you, they don't take out the fluoride. They take out the chlorine and the other issues, the heavy metals, but they don't take out the fluoride. We do carry a whole house water filter system, and you can go to our website, radioliberty.com, and we have it listed there. They cost about $950, and you're going to have to get somebody to install it. And basically, it will filter out the fluoride. It uses a bone meal, a very specific type of bone meal. And there's not just the one filter. There are four of them, and so they have to go from bottle to bottle to bottle to bottle. And they'll last probably for a year or more. And then you have to get them replaced. It'll cost you a couple of dollars a day to get the fluoride out of your drinking, out of your, all the drinking water in your house, but it's well worth it. This is a poison, and they're poisoning the American people. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and look at the section there on the front page on water filtration, and you can check with us, and we'll get you in touch with the company, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But it's very, very hard to get the fluoride out of the drinking water. We have a well where I live in our community. We were able to actually join the radical left and the conservative right, or maybe we should say the radical right. But seriously, we got both sides of the political spectrum to join together to work, and we fortunately, over the objection of the Dental Society and the Medical Society and all these good people, many of my personal friends, but they just don't know because they haven't done the research. And incidentally, we have an excellent talk on this. It's called The Hidden Agenda. The Hidden Agenda, it's on a DVD, and we have a syllabus that goes with us to give you all of the information you'll ever need on this subject. That's The Hidden Agenda. We'll tell you about it. But the average doctor doesn't know because he's brainwashed by his medical organizations, and they have been infiltrated at the top by people who have a different agenda. And a lot of this has to do, I hate to say it, but with population control and people control. And to lower the concern of the people, this is one reason, of course, why in the prison camps in Europe during the Second World War and in Russia during the Second World War, they fluoridated the drinking water to make the prisoners much more affable and willing to go along with their enslavement. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, fluoride is the active ingredient in Prozac, and in Luvox, and so many of the psychotropic drugs, and nobody has ever told the American people. Did you ever run into that, Anthony?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, why do you think they're trying to get everyone dosed up on these pills? Why do you think that 1 in 10 Americans right now are on them? And why do you think that 50% of all United States citizens are going to be diagnosed with mental illness in their lifetime? They want to get everybody on these antidepressant, antipsychotic drugs because the prime ingredient, a lot of them, is a fluoride, sodium fluoride-based compound, and it completely dulls you down, completely makes you docile, not question anything. And also we can find that they're linked to a lot of the shootings, such as the Columbine shootings. You know, the list goes on. They're pretty much every single one, about 90%. Actually, WorldNet Daily just reported on that. 90% of mass shooting, the individual or individuals are on these pills.
And I think that's really a shocking figure. I've seen those articles. I'm sure that they're right. I know Joseph Farah, who is the editor there, and he does a magnificent job of getting information out. That's WorldNet Daily, and I certainly recommend that to you.
Yeah, it's absolutely a great site.
So basically, Anthony, what can we do more than just talking about it? Is there any way to reach the people or to reach the politicians and put pressure on them, certainly in local communities, to actually get the fluoride out of the drinking water before it does too much irreparable harm?
Yes, there's two things we can do. One's on a personal level, and the second is on a community level. So we could talk on a personal level a little bit about how to detox it, because that's probably what people want to know too. But on the community level, the first thing we need to do is get the information out to everybody. If we don't have people on our side, it's an issue. It's going to be very problematic to get it out of the drinking water. But if we have a group of individuals who want to do that, we can start petitions. We can start something. But if people aren't angry enough at what's going on, then it's going to be really hard to get some change going. We can go to our local city council and we can start petitioning them to change things and, you know, show them the studies, the 26 studies, and even Harvard admitting that it's lowering IQ. But we need a mass of people that really are upset about this. Because you can go in alone and they'll say, oh, you're a conspiracy theory. But if you come in with a bunch of your local doctors, a bunch of your local dentists, or just a bunch of local people and go in there and start and send a petition with 1,000 signatures in your small town, you can get things done. We've seen them reverse water fluoridation in multiple areas in the United States. And as you said, Europe, guess how that started? You know, people were outraged. So they don't do it in a lot of places because people were able to reverse it. So it's definitely very possible. It all starts with planting seed in your neighbors and friends.
And I think it's so vitally important that we understand you've got to learn about it. You've got to be able to articulate this. And there are a few leading questions like, why don't they do this in Europe? And yet the dental health of their children is certainly every bit as good as the dental health of children here. And yet they don't fluoridate the drinking water. Why is that? That they have as good health as we do, and it has nothing, they don't fluoridate the drinking water. And of course, if you actually look at the statistics, you'll find that in our major cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, where they fluoridate the drinking water, why do they have so many dentists doing dental work on little children? Because they're getting dental cavities, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting dental cavities, especially in the lower economic system, where, of course, they don't use fluoridated toothpaste. And in my estimation, fluoridated toothpaste does cut down on the incidence of water of dental cavities, but it's because it kills the bacteria, and you absorb part of it, and then it begins to undermine your health as well. So you must understand there are other ways, of course, to get a good dental health without using fluoridated toothpaste. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. There's a very definite relationship between water fluoridation and tumors. Certainly Dr. Dean Burke, who was with the National Cancer Institute, found out there was certainly a much higher incidence of cancer in communities where they had the water fluoridated than in communities they didn't. Once again, Anthony, how can people get to your website, get your information, and your books?
Well, they can head over to naturalsociety.com or just Google Natural Society, and then they can find all of my free articles there and my free book as well.
All right, fine. And then what about your articles? Where can they get your articles?
Same spot, naturalsociety.com, and you'll see it all on the homepage. You can search fluoride up in the search bar and find all my fluoride articles as well.
naturalsociety.com, and Anthony's an excellent source of information. Let me urge you to go there. Find out if it's true, and certainly we, of course, will tell you a little bit later how to get our material, but Anthony's material is excellent. He's on the front lines of this battle, and you need to be too, because they're poisoning our children, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning our children, and nobody's talking about it. Anthony, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Great. Well, I just wanted to say, we're talking about Dr. Dean Burke, right? And he's talking about 1 part per million sodium fluoride in the water supply causing 10,000 to 70,000 cancer deaths, right? Well, I've found a toothpaste that contains 5,000 parts per million by, I believe it's Crest. I don't want to say the wrong name, but anyway, multiple companies have it. 5,000 parts per million. That's a 500,000% increase over the 1 part per million in the water supply. And people say, well, you're just brushing your teeth with it. You're not swallowing. The capillaries under your tongue actually readily absorb the fluoride, the sodium fluoride content, as well as anything else you're putting in your mouth, and it goes directly into the body. It's actually even more rapid absorption than swallowing it to an extent. It bypasses a lot of the natural filtration devices in your body. So that's 500,000% more fluoride than what caused 10 to 70,000 cancer deaths. So the toothpaste issue is also very serious. Everyone needs to stop buying toothpaste with sodium fluoride in it, period. You need to stop buying it. It is getting into your body. You are absorbing it. And, yeah, it does kill the bacteria, like you said, but it kills you. And you can kill the bacteria in other natural ways. You can use baking soda or just use a toothpaste that does not contain sodium fluoride. And I also wanted to get into some two simple ways to get rid of some of the fluoride that's in your body right now. The first one is selenium. So whether it's a selenium supplement or just eating Brazil nuts, just one Brazil nut will get you enough selenium to help detoxify some of that sodium fluoride. And then iodine. Iodine actually takes the sodium fluoride and turns it into calcium fluoride, which is then excreted from your urine. So you can actually urinate out a lot of that sodium fluoride when you take iodine. And also, your thyroid can be impacted through sodium fluoride, because the fluoride blocks the iodine uptake into the thyroid. So when you take the iodine, not only are you converting toxic sodium fluoride to calcium fluoride and excreting it out, but you're also rejuvenating some of that thyroid health. So those are two simple things that you can do right now, right away, to get rid of some of that fluoride in your body that's already compounded over years and years of ingestion through toothpaste and the water supply, and that can be absolutely vital in alleviating some of the health concerns you're currently stuck with. And also remember that it deposits in your body over time and builds up. So you got to start working on getting that out of there right away.
And, of course, it'll be sometimes deposited in your bones as well. And, you, of course, it can be pulled out of your bones. You need to get the fluoride out of your system. And because it is affecting your mind, your endocrine system, your thyroid, almost every tissue in the body. Anthony, bye-bye. God bless. Thanks so much.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was certainly Anthony Gucciardi and talking certainly about the dangers of water fluoridation. Now, basically, he was just saying if you want to get rid of the fluoride in your body, one way is with selenium. And we actually, I would mention, we do sell selenium as one of the health products we carry. And you can get selenium from Radio Liberty. Also, he talked about iodine. You need to take iodine supplement. And we do carry something called Iodorol, which is half sodium fluoride and half sodium iodate. And it's I take it at 12.5 milligrams a day. Basically, that's what the Japanese take. And they're much, much healthier than the American people, simply because they take a high dose of iodine, among other things. And not only that, but they don't allow certainly children to be vaccinated until they're after 2 years of age. And they don't see the autism there that we see here. As we poison our children, ladies and gentlemen, we're poisoning our children with vaccinations, starting it there in the nursery. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to understand water fluoridation, we have an excellent talk. It's called The Hidden Agenda. It's my talk. It's available on DVD. And there's an excellent syllabus that goes with that. It's about an inch thick or more, maybe an inch and a half thick. All the information you'll ever need to know about water fluoridation. We carry certainly a book on fluoride alert, and we actually carry talks on DVD by Dr. Paul Connett. The information is available. You go to our website, radioliberty.com, and certainly look for the section on fluoridation. And certainly, or you can certainly get one of our catalogs. We'd be glad to send it to you. And actually, we have certainly a DVD called Drinking Water, Let the Truth Be Told. And another one, Drinking Water, Let the Truth Be Told, Volume 2, that's put out by our good friend Dr. Kennedy. And then, of course, we have a DVD, certainly, by Dr. A tape set of interviews with Dr. Connett and Dr. Kennedy and Phyllis Mullinex and Richard Folks. These are older tape sets, but the information is valid. Certainly, nothing has changed. Then we have a Fluoride Update 2005, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They're poisoning our drinking water. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning you and your family. If you have certainly fluoride in your drinking water, you can get the fluoride out of your drinking water, certainly with a Berkey Light or Berkey water filters. And then you have to get special post filters. They'll take the fluoride out. But it won't take it out of your drink, out of your the water you're going to be showering in. So you certainly should not be taking frequent showers if you have water fluoridation. If you want to get it out of the entire water supply, go to our website, radioliberty.com, and we have a link to a place where you can actually get their whole house fluoridated, and we do carry that. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. People say, who in their right mind would want to poison the food and the water and the air of the American people? And I would say nobody in the right mind, but we're not dealing with people in the right mind. If you want to know how they're poisoning our air, you need to get the DVD, Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. Go to her website. She has 40,000, that's 40,000 different articles there you can connect to, government articles, scientific articles, going into the danger of what they're doing to the air and the spraying programs that they have. That's Geoengineering. It's a DVD. And then, of course, if you want to know what they're doing as far as aspartame, aspartame is a poison that was developed as a biological warfare agent. It's known as NutraSweet. It's in 14,000 food items. We have a DVD on aspartame, Betty Martini, and so much more. But our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I think if you're only going to get one thing, get my talk, on the hidden agenda, and get the syllabus that goes with it. But the things from Dr. Paul Connett, all the others are excellent. Go to our website and look up the articles they have and the DVDs we have and the books we have. And then please pray for America. Pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. Again, our number 1-800-5-448-927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are at war today.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, there's going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who's been at this just about as long as I have. I've been at this for 50 years, and he's been at that just about that length of time. He writes a regular blog trying to educate people about the affairs and situations that are unfolding today. Hi, Stephen. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, hope you and your listeners had a blessed Christmas.
We did that, and thank you very much, and hope you did as well. Well, tell us, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Well, I think we'll talk a little bit about the California state budget and how it's going to affect the coming depression that is going to occur in the first quarter of 2013, both here in California, and the national recession. Thanks to President Obama, Obamacare raised taxes and policies that kill jobs. And I would start with one really interesting fact for your audience. The general fund of the state of California is $93 billion. That's the general fund budget. The total budget is $225 billion. But of the $93 billion, money that goes to roads, education, welfare, schools, 8.9% of that goes just to the interest on bonds that have previously been sold, plus $492 million that goes to the federal government to pay for the interest on the $10 billion loan that the state took so we could continue sending out unemployment checks. In other words, 9.5% of the state budget is just interest payment.
And so basically what you're talking about, of course, is that's about a $9 billion a year. Is that right?
That's correct. About $9 billion.
Well, actually, what is that other? Because you said the other budget is about $225 billion somewhere in there.
Well,
what's the rest of that money go for?
Well, the total budget... We have several budgets in the state of California, and when you see the newspaper reports, you always hear the story, well, the general fund budget is $93 billion, and they're arguing over $2 billion here or $2 billion there. A budget is all the money that a government entity spends and raises. And in the state of California, in fiscal year 2012-2013, and we're in the middle of that fiscal year right now, the state of California will spend a total of $225 billion. The $93 billion is the general fund. Then you have what they call trust funds and off-fund budgeting. For instance, money that comes in from the federal government for roads, monies that come in from the federal government for schools, money that is spent for Medicare that's given to the state of California from Social Security, a variety of different sources for a total of $225 billion.
Well, is the federal government going to be able to continue providing those funds indefinitely?
Not only not indefinitely, but some of those funds are going to be cut starting January 1st for the fiscal cliff. And even if they come to a deal, a great deal of money, several hundred million that the state of California now expends for Medicare and Medi-Cal are going to be cut by the federal government. We've already begun the process of cutting doctors and hospitals' reimbursement, and now the doctors and hospitals are refusing to take new Medicare and Medi-Cal patients.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Stephen Frank. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a society where the whole thing's falling apart because the economics are collapsing. Stephen, go right ahead.
That's correct. The economics of the state of California collapsing. At the same time, the economics of the federal government is collapsing as well. But here in California, the state of California is making a commitment for a choo-choo train, a high-speed rail, from Bakersfield to Merced, 138 miles, for $200 billion. And starting January 1st, the state of California, without any real authorization, is beginning the process of negotiating with farmers in the Central Valley to buy their land. And, in fact, I'm doing a story in my newsletter, California Political News and Views, about how attorneys are going to be the wealthiest in the nation, those here in California that deal with eminent domain, because there's thousands of pieces of land that the state's going to try to buy. The owners will not sell, and there's going to be lawsuits for years for the state trying to steal the land of private individuals for a choo-choo train that cannot be afforded by the people of California, nor will it be used by the people of California.
You're talking about a train that's going to go from where to Merced?
From Bakersfield to Merced.
From Bakersfield to Merced, but that doesn't take us to any of the major high-density areas. What about Los Angeles? What about San Francisco?
Well, that's the plan for the future, but just this one leg of the train is going to cost $200 billion.
How are we going to possibly afford that?
We can't. It's a pipe dream by Governor Brown and Arnold Schwarzenegger before him. There's no money for this. And the federal government, which has promised some money, a few billion dollars, they don't have the money to give to the state of California. So we're going to be stuck with the whole bill. And even if we don't build it, they are still going ahead with eminent domain starting in January to start stealing property. And then the state's going to own property. Now, the problem for that is this is in the Central Valley of California. And you have Kern County and Tulare and Kings and Mariposa and all these other small counties along the 99, which is the basic route of this train. And those counties are going to lose millions in property tax revenues because once the state steals the land, it becomes the property of the state. There's no property taxes being paid on the land. And the land is going to go fallow. We're going to wind up with a worse dust bowl than we already have in the Central Valley. And monies and revenues that go to government to keep governments going are going to wither away.
Hold that thought. And because this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Stephen Frank. He's talking about this this rail line they're going to be putting in from Bakersfield, which is about three-quarters of the way down to the southern part of California, and Merced, which is certainly in northern California, and they're going to cost $200 billion. They're going to start buying up land. Of course, they're going to condemn the land. There'll be all sorts of lawsuits. Certainly those lawsuits could certainly drag on for many, many years, couldn't they?
They normally do drag on for 3 to 7 years, and the only ones going to make money, who are going to make money off of this, are the attorneys. The attorneys fighting it, and then the attorneys hired by government to fight the private attorneys. The attorneys are going to make out great. The farmers are going to be poorer. The people of California are going to be poorer. The value of the land during the fight over eminent domain diminishes dramatically, which means revenues start going down almost immediately from property taxes along this route. And you're going to see counties along this route in deep financial trouble, not only from the pension crisis facing the state and the lack of other revenues, but now they're going to face lowered property tax revenues as well.
Well, now, it seems to me that didn't the people of the state of California vote to appropriate a couple of, what was it, $10 billion? How much did they vote to appropriate for this goal?
Well, we voted to appropriate, I didn't vote for it, but appropriated $10 billion for bond money. Most of that bond money has already been spent or allocated. And that went to plans and engineers, some buying of land in different areas. Then they had to redo the trajectory of the plan. There are lawsuits saying that's illegal because direction of the train and the location of the train was in the ballot measure. So any change is illegal. And now that's being challenged. There's major changes being proposed in the Lancaster-Palmdale area, which is north part of Los Angeles County, and none of them are legal. And so Lancaster and Palmdale have taken the state of California to court. That's another lawsuit against the state of California. And again, the attorneys are making out well. It's just the rest of us that have to pay the bills. We pay for the private attorneys for local communities, as well as the attorneys for the state of California to fight against our attorneys in the local community.
Well, now, as the federal government, certainly today, right at the present time, the federal government has to borrow 46 cents for every dollar that the Treasury sends out. Is the federal government going to have the money to give to California, and how much money is California going to get for this boondoggle train?
Well, the total guaranteed by the federal government to cover the $200 billion is $4 billion. The problem with that is that the Congress, the House of Representatives, have cut that amount of money out of the budget. The Senate refuses for the last 4 years to take up the budget, so that money is being held up in Washington because there's no authorization for the money. And even if the state received the $4 billion from the federal government, it would be a very minor amount toward the full cost of the effort.
Well, this is going to be a tremendous boondoggle. Some people are going to make a lot of money. In fact, that's the reason they love these government projects, is because some people make out like bandits, and most of it, of course, we have to pay for it.
That's correct. The special interests, the crony capitalists, the unions are the ones that, if this thing ever got built, are the ones to make it. Every study shows this thing is a loser, cannot run, cannot be operated. You may be able to build it, but you won't be able to pay off the bonds for the cost of capital cost of building, nor will you have money for operating costs, because in the middle of the bond measure that we passed for the $10 billion, it also says that government may not subsidize the cost of a train ride on the high-speed rail. And they started the cost of a ride at $55 one way from Los Angeles to San Francisco. 2 years ago, they said, well, the cost is going to be a minimum of $125 one way. By the time it actually gets built, were it to get built, it may be $400 or $500 one way to go to San Francisco on the train. And then, of course, if you're in San Francisco, you know that whether or not you're allowed to get to work if you use BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit, you have to hope that the unions aren't striking that day. There's not a flu going around, and they just all get sick on the same day. And so your ability to get to work is determined by the health of the union members, not by workers who work for the public.
Well, it's a tragic, tragic situation. Of course, basically many years ago, two communists, and one was named Cloward, the other was named Piven. Cloward and Piven wrote an article, I think it appeared in the Nation magazine in 1966, and basically they said, you know, the best way to destroy America, if we want to destroy America, is simply that they keep spending money and spending money and spending money until we can bankrupt the country. People don't understand there really are people who want to destroy America. They want to destroy the value of our currency. They want to impoverish the wealthy and redistribute the wealth. Of course, it's really all about establishing a new ruling elite, doing away with the old ruling elite, and putting in the new ruling elite. And my fear is, of course, they are going to accomplish that goal. The communists are going to simply destroy the infrastructure of America. The enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not in China. The enemy is in Washington, D.C., and they're working through what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, the other part of the problem is being able to pay the property taxes or regular taxes on this. In the past week, Apple, the computer people, have announced that they are moving a large number of workers to Austin, Texas. In fact, Apple is now going to be the largest employer in Central Texas. And more of their operations are being moved from California out of state, a great deal overseas, but also it looks like Austin, Texas is going to be the new headquarters of Apple. At the same time, you have Chevron, which is out of the Bay Area. It's a California oil company. They've just announced that they're sending 800 workers to Austin also, and they're opening up a headquarters there, and it looks like they're going to close down the headquarters in 3 to 5 years in the Bay Area and move all California headquartered workers into Texas. That allows them to give a 10% raise to almost all of their employees without spending another dime in salary money.
Well, I think people don't understand that basically they voted during the last election a retroactive tax on people in America, in California, I think earning over $250,000, something like that. And basically, of course, that's going to mean they're going to be paying the highest income state income tax in the nation. And basically, you're talking something close to 12-13% state income tax and then 39% federal income tax. You're really talking 53-54% income taxes here in the United States and in California combined. Certainly, a lot of these people are either going to move out of California or they're going to move to other countries. This is what's happening certainly with people from Greece today. This is what's happening from people from Spain and Italy. They're simply moving to countries where they will not have to pay confiscatory taxes. I think, as you point out, a lot of people are going to start moving out of California. They can go to Nevada just across the border there and not have to pay any state income tax.
Well, certainly France. There's a famous actor, Depardieu, who is the richest actor in France, and he's now moved out of the country. And there is a international chain of hotels that's headquartered in France, one of the largest in the world, and they announced today that they're looking for another country to move to because the new regime in France has decided they want to have a 75% income tax. And at that rate, people are leaving. And those who can are doing it quickly. Those who can't will do it over a period of time. But France is going to have many problems.
They found through the years that when you raise the capital, when you raise the income tax, basically you get less income because the people certainly will find means of just avoiding it. That this is only human nature. This has been going on ever since they had taxation, and you raise the taxes too high, people simply leave and don't pay the taxes at all. Or they cheat or do something, or they find all sorts of other vehicles for giving their money away so that they don't have to pay taxes.
Well, there's even discussion in Sacramento at this time. If you decided you were going to take your wife and your family and move to Nevada, you have to sell your house, you have other assets, you're going to move to Nevada, There is a discussion in the Democrat caucus to create an exit tax to charge you for leaving the state. And so once that becomes a serious discussion, now it's just being talked about by a few staff people and a couple of legislators, but if it becomes a serious discussion that there's going to be an exit tax, you're going to see people leaving quickly before the exit tax becomes law.
Well, I'm sure this is going to happen. And ladies and gentlemen, the politicians never think of the consequences of what they do. And basically, if you want to destroy California, if you want to destroy America, why, of course, you get rise up massive debts. The real debt in the United States, the GAAP, General Accepted Accounting, a principal certainly debt in the United States of America today is $86 trillion. It cannot be paid off. 79 million baby boomers retiring. 10,000 a day become eligible for Social Security and Medicare. They know it can't be paid off. They're going to destroy the value of our currency eventually and destroy the American people. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, and of course you have the Social Security system, which for the fourth straight year had a multi-billion dollar deficit. This year, the deficit's going to wind up this calendar year. The deficit's going to wind up to be approximately $47 billion. And even that high number is not the truth, because the way they keep it lower is they borrow money from the Treasury and put the IOUs in as if the IOUs were real money. And so we are trillions and trillions in deficit, unfunded liabilities in the Social Security system. And we're now at the point where every year the amount of cash deficit is larger than the year before. And this year we're at $47 billion. So the Social Security system is almost as bad off, and some say it is worse, than CalPERS or CalSTRS, the government employees and the teachers' pension system, both of which are insolvent here in California. And they're also insolvent, at least the government employees' pension system, in states like Illinois, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and many other states. They're insolvent, and there's no way for it to pay off. At some time in the future, folks who are expecting a check in the mailbox are going to find an IOU instead.
Well, of course, we have very, very serious problems. Basically, of course, we have a home. It's certainly in the outskirts of a place called Soquel in California. I just got a bill from the state of California for fire protection. Now, of course, we have fire protection from the local fire department, but also, of course, we have theoretically fire protection from the California Division of Forestry. We do not need it, but supposedly we have it. Sure, they're going to charge me $120 a year, which they never have before, so that in case my house catches on fire, they can come put the fire out, even though we have a different fire department to do that. And basically, they just tell you that you have to pay it, and if you don't pay it immediately, why, of course, they're going to charge you interest on it.
And they will put a lien on your house.
Right, because basically these are just government schemes to collect more money. It's not a tax. It's just a fee for fire protection. I've lived here for over 30 years. We've never had to pay for fire protection before. What else are going to come up with a gimmick to get more money from us?
Well, let me tell you. State of Washington is where to find the next new gimmick. As you know, Dr. Stan, California, along with a lot of other states, and the president are promoting an idea of cars that are run by electricity. You plug them in, and you forget that the cost of electricity has a cost to it, and so you pay for your electrical costs, but you don't pay any gas taxes. The cars are totally gas-free, and therefore, you don't ever have to pay gasoline taxes. And by the way, in the state of California, on the average, at $3.50 a gallon, the cost of taxes of that $3.50 is 82 cents. And so if you have an electric car that you don't have to go to the gas station with, you're not paying this gas tax. So the state of Washington realized that if this becomes a major trend, they won't have any money to pay for the
Hold that thought. And Stephen is just saying that's basically, there's a new idea. Of course, we're going to have electric cars. All you have to do is just plug your car in and charge the batteries, and then, of course, you can drive. But then of course, there's no gasoline tax. In other words, ordinarily, 82 cents out of every $3.50 you pay or $4 you pay for gasoline in California, 82 cents of that is road taxes. So basically, what are they planning on doing in the state of Washington?
So the state of Washington is going to begin with, and remember, Social Security started at 1%, the tax, and now you pay something like 14% total. They're going to start with a $100 a year fee if you own an electric car, so that money will go to the roads in place of the gasoline tax. Now, as you know, government will figure out that that's still not enough money, so they may raise that price to $250. They could raise it to $500 or $1,000 beyond the vehicle registration fee. So the state of Washington has figured out a way that they don't need gasoline taxes if there are too many electric cars. Just charge a surcharge on the electric cars. Then you have the city of San Francisco, and you live in the hills of Monterey, and that's nice. I live in Simi Valley in Southern California. I pay once a year a vehicle tax to the state of California, the DMV, for the two cars that I own, and that's what the law is. But last year, the Sacramento Democrats passed a law that allows the cities to charge a vehicle registration be. And at the next election, San Francisco is going to be voting on whether or not they are going to charge a vehicle registration fee as well, on top of the fee that the Department of Motor Vehicles charges to the state of California. And of course, you have the soda tax, and state of Washington and Oregon and Colorado are looking at a tax on marijuana at 10%, while Washington and Colorado have legalized it, they haven't taxed it. Now they want to tax the sale of marijuana at 10%. I would prefer 100%, but that's okay. 10% is a good start. Maybe that will stop people from smoking marijuana or just buying it on the street and not paying any tax at all.
Well, basically, of course, government has basically their pension funds for state employees that are retired. Aren't most of these pension funds in the various states certainly insolvent? In other words, they don't have enough money to pay the pensions. Isn't this simply another way to get the money to pay the retired public employees?
Oh, absolutely. This California CalPERS is about $525 billion unfunded liability.
Is that million or billion?
Billion. Be like a boy. Billion. Okay.
Billion, 500 over $500 billion.
And then you have the teacher's fund, which is separate. That's over $64 billion, and that's been declared insolvent by accounting organizations. Then you have the UC system, which has its own private pension system. They are $21 billion in unfunded liabilities. And as you know, here in California, Dr. Stan, tuition has gone up dramatically for university students. What isn't told is that one-third of every dollar, 33 cents on the dollar, of increased tuition goes not to education, but to the UC pension system to help bring down the unfunded liability. Then you have Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, which has $11 billion in unfunded liabilities, and the way they're handling it is they're raising the water and the power rate to the consumer, making it more expensive for the consumer to buy water and power if they live in the Los Angeles area, and that's how they're going to handle it. And, of course, the higher the cost of energy and water, the less businesses will be able to provide jobs so that people can pay for the higher price water and energy.
Well, you have to have certainly the cheap electricity to have industry. You get the price of electricity up too high, industries begin moving. We already know the aluminum industry has moved off of the West Coast because they use a great deal of electricity just in the whatever they do to the aluminum in production. But I think we're going to see more and more then of our industries leaving, not only because of the taxes, but there is an organized effort to raise the cost of electricity. I am sure you've run into that, haven't you, Stephen?
Well, yes. In the 1970s, here in California, we had several General Motors plants. We had a few Ford plants. Now we have no car plants except for one that produces cars that cost over $100,000 each and is subsidized by the state and federal government.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Before long, we may all have to be subsidized, except the government doesn't have any money. Stephen, you go right ahead.
Well, the pension system, the higher taxes, starting January 1st in a few days, there are going to be 20 new taxes imposed on the people of the United States just for Obamacare, and that's going to cost a lot of jobs. And, of course, all the rules aren't in place, but here in California, part of Obamacare has been implemented, which are called health exchanges, where the government runs and authorizes insurance companies to sell insurance in the state. And here in California, most private insurance companies have increased their premiums by about 25% to pay for the free services that Obamacare mandates insurance companies provide. I put up a notice on Twitter the other day. When you look at Obamacare, it's really interesting. A 70-year-old woman would not qualify to receive a hip replacement because of her age, but she is eligible for free contraception. And that's what Obamacare has done, made a mess and made a... Just a situation where people just drive them crazy.
Stephen, are you saying that a 70-year-old woman would not qualify for a hip replacement? Is that really true?
That's true, and neither would a 70-year-old man. But the 70-year-old man wouldn't need the free contraception. But Obama has made sure that 70-year-old woman can get free contraception.
Well, what is the cutoff date then for total hips? Remember, that's my field. I was an orthopedic surgeon. We did so many of them on people in their 70s and even in their 1980s, and they did beautifully, and it just gave them a whole new lease on life.
Well, they're looking. They haven't set a final to it, but 70 seems to be the top. Somewhere between 65 and 70, it no longer becomes cost-efficient to provide hip replacements and other types of surgery.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Stephen has said that there is talk about the fact that under Obamacare, if you are over 70 years of age, you're not going to be able to get a hip replacement or the other total joint replacements that traditionally we have done. Now, basically, Obamacare isn't here yet, so how could they possibly have actually limited that, or is this what we're anticipating after the 1st of January?
Well, we're anticipating after the 1st of January because they've already announced they don't have enough money to cover everybody. For instance, they were going to add money starting January 1st to doctors and hospital reimbursement. And last week, the federal government announced, well, we're going to hold off on that. So doctors and hospitals are expected a higher rate of return reimbursement for the services they provide are now being told, no, we're going to wait. Can't tell you when we'll do it. But in the meantime, doctors and hospitals are just refusing to take Medi-Cal and Medicare patients because they only get 5 to 15 cents on the dollar as to the actual value of the service. And at some point, you can't make that up in volume. You have to do it the old-fashioned way of charging for your services. And the federal government's refusing to pay. They're demanding you service people, but not that they get paid for the service of the patient. And so they've already, one of the death panels has already determined that certain drugs used for women who have breast cancer may not be allowed to get it. They made that decision about a year ago. And there are women dying today who, because of Obamacare, they're dying of breast cancer because they have the wrong type of breast cancer, and a federal government panel has determined not to allow these women to have that the drug that keeps them alive. So, now, we've already begun the death panel, and one of the most fascinating parts, when all the death panel positions are filled, and I think there's a total of three different death panels that are being created under Obamacare, you do not have to be a physician. You don't have to be in the medical industry. You don't even have to be a college graduate. You can be appointed to the death panel and make the decisions of life and death. And in effect, you're going to have high school graduates on the phone with doctors and hospitals telling doctors and hospitals what type of services they can provide and what they can't provide, and how much they'll get reimbursed if they do provide it. And in some cases, be told they're not allowed to provide it.
Well, now, basically, is there any facilities now where patients can actually buy their own health care and pay for their own, independent of Medicare?
Well, the answer to that is yes, but the problem is that the cost is going to escalate dramatically because the way the doctors are going to be able to continue in service in their profession is by charging those who can pay even more. My daughter, for instance, is in the travel industry, and her employer pays $15,000 a year for her health care insurance. And as you know, there are many firms that have announced that they are no longer going to be providing health care insurance for their employees. And in the hotel and restaurant industry, the employers are going to 28-hour weeks because if once you hit 30 hours a week, you're considered a full-time employee and must receive full health care benefits. So by keeping it under 30 hours a week, the firm saved the money, forcing the employee to buy their own health care insurance because the Obamacare also says that if you don't have insurance, you have to pay for it yourself. And if you don't, we're going to fine you for not having bought health care insurance that you can't afford in the first place.
Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have any questions or comment about what Stephen's talking about, but what he's saying is absolutely true. This is an effort, of course, to impose a fascist system, a lethal system on our medical profession, where the death panels will determine who lives and who dies. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you are unpopular with the government, you will die. You're going to have to. If you have the money, you may be able to go to Mexico or someplace else in the world to get medical care, but you're not going to be able to get it here in America. And we can thank Justice Roberts for that, Supreme Court Justice Roberts. He was a swing vote, and of course, basically, what people never talk about is the rather effeminate tendencies of Justice Roberts, but then nobody certainly wants to talk about that. about. But our Supreme Court has been bought and sold, and basically it is imposing a fascist medical system, a lethal medical system on the American people. In England today, and you can look this up on the internet, certainly the English people, they kill about 120,000 senior English citizens every year. Certainly they're put in the hospital, they're simply deprived of water and food, and certainly given narcotics and killed. 120,000 British citizens, elderly, are simply put to death in the hospitals. They're not terminal at all. They're simply eliminated. Many people in England today, and they're older people, are afraid to go to the hospitals. Same thing is going to happen here in the United States. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something very real. They've already begun, of course, to introduce something called comfort care in America. Comfort care. Remember those words. Go up on the internet and look at it. It's a form of euthanasia. It's already being used in America today. Certainly preparing for the wonderful system that lies ahead. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And we have Barbara calling from SoCal. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
I just have a quick comment. Stephen was mentioning the fact that many of the companies and stores, et cetera, are going to be cutting the hours back on their, you know, employees so that they don't have to pay for medical insurance for them. But, you know, this has been going on for many, many years. I talked to the people at our bank. I talked to the people in the stores. And I just end up talking to them. I don't, you know, we just, you know, start discussing things. But many of them have mentioned the fact that they're, the people who employ them keep their hours under, I believe it's 30 hours per week. So they do not have to, whoever employs them does not have to pay for their medical insurance. And so this is not something that's new. This has been going on for a long period of time. I think it's going to increase because of the new Obamacare plan.
Well, I think, that's the thing. The major employers like Walmart, which has provided inexpensive health care in the past, is going to do that. Walmart's the largest employer in the United States. And other than administration, they're cutting everybody back to less than 30 hours a week. And this is going to be happening with a lot of our other major employers who in the past were able to buy cheap life health insurance because they had so many people. Now this is no longer the case. And so basically, but I think you're absolutely right. This has been going on before, but don't you think it's going to be a lot worse with this new program?
I think it is because I think, you know, they're going to cut these people's hours back, but I don't think they're going to hire other people to, you know, fill in for those hours. That's my opinion only, but
well,
I do have a...
And that goes to another major problem. In the United States, we've always counted full employment as people who are working 40 hours or more. Federal government has changed that to part-time workers are now full-time workers and therefore not unemployed. And so that's why our unemployment rate is going down, because more and more employees have become part-time employees, and a lot of people are just so discouraged from looking for work, they've dropped out of the search and are no longer counted. So on one hand, the number of people employed by percentage is low or higher than the reality. On the other hand, the raw number of people unemployed and underemployed has grown dramatically. Every month it has grown in each state as well as nationally. And yes, Barbara is correct. This is nothing new, the idea of keeping employees under 30 hours, but now Walmart and many other major national firms are being forced to do it because they can no longer afford to pay for the extremely high cost of private insurance because of the so-called freebies that the Obama administration mandates insurance companies provide. Nothing is free. That free contraception is paid for by somebody. The free mammograms are paid for by somebody. The free physicals each year are paid by somebody. And so you add this up, and the insurance companies, to stay in business, have to raise the rates. And in California, the rates are going up by about 25% a year. And in 3 or 4 years of this, we will no longer have private insurance in the state of California, and we'll all be on government health care programs.
Well, you know, Barbara, have anything else you wanted to say?
No, it's just interesting that Stephen was saying that anybody under 30 hours is considered, like, underemployed.
Underemployed is the term. Underemployed, right.
So are they then... I'm trying to think of them.
Yeah, no, they're not... They are fully employed under 30 hours, even though that's part-time, by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but they do not have to be paid, have their health care paid for, based on the IRS. Remember, the IRS is going to be running, the IRS is running the administration of Obamacare. All the taxation and all the policies fall into them. So according to the IRS, if you work 30 hours or less, you are not a full-time employee, hence you don't get you don't qualify for health care. But the Bureau of Labor Statistics, another government agency, says you are a full-time employee if you work part-time.
So does this affect the unemployment ratio at all?
Oh, sure. It is caused by having more and more part-time workers instead of full-time workers. There are more people employed, though not full-time. Hence, the number, the percentage of unemployment has gone down. But the real unemployment has continued to rise.
Okay, anything else, Barbara?
No, it's just very, very interesting to understand how they manipulate these numbers.
Everything is manipulated. In fact, nobody ever wants to ask, how did they get this through, certainly the Obamacare through, when the Republicans control the House of Representatives? Well, we're told, of course, that they did this certainly some evening, you know, just about midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that, when most people had gone home. Well, if they got it through that way, why don't the Republicans simply repeal it? And they don't want to. The Republican leadership is controlled by the same people who control the Democrat leadership. They want this socialist program. They want to bankrupt our country down the line. They're not going to do it right now because they want to use our financial and military power to take over control of the world. But down the line, they're going to bankrupt this country and impoverish the vast majority of the people listening to this program, unless, of course, you've taken defensive positions. Barbara, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
A lot. But I just want to thank Stephen for all the work he's doing.
God bless. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Barbara is right. This is very confusing. And it's all about manipulation. Government doesn't have to be consistent in its policies or in its definitions. From one department to another, they create new policies and new definitions of familiar terms. And we have to act on it, which makes it even harder for businesses to know what to do and to do things in a legal fashion. Most businesses want to act legally. But with the way that government operates, with different agencies, if you're talking about farming, you have CEQA, which is the water quality rules. You have historic rules. If you're farming and you're in certain areas, before you're allowed to put seed in the ground, you need to check to see if it used to be an Indian burial ground. And you pay large sums of money for people to come out who really don't know much and to make a declaration, no, it's not, so you could plant your corn. Government is not about reason. It's about force.
You're absolutely right. Government is not reason. Government is not intelligence. It's force, and that's what it's all about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And basically, you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have more socialism in the United States than they ever had in communist Russia, than they ever had in communist China, because, of course, the force that actually created communism in Russia and communism in China is right here in America. An elite, of course, wants to impoverish our people and bring them under control, and right now, the majority of people will vote for the government that promises to give them the most, without understanding that any government that can provide whatever you want must be able to take whatever you have, and your most precious possession is your freedom. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And that's a very important point. The government wants to divide people. I noticed that a whole lot of young people voted here in California to raise taxes through Proposition 30. Yet, I would guess not one in 100,000 of them know that a third of their tuition increases actually go toward pension plans, not toward education. But they voted for it anyway. And they had no idea as to the economics of schools. They worry when janitors don't get paid enough, union janitors don't get paid enough at schools. They go out on strikes in solidarity with the janitors. And then when the tuition goes up to pay for those increased salaries, they get upset that they have to pay for their values and their views. It's just very upsetting to a lot of folks who are honest and decent, want freedom, and they see the kids who they spend an awful lot on to give a good education to, coming out of government schools, not understanding the concept of freedom and how not to steal from your neighbor.
There is no free lunch, ladies and gentlemen. Every cent of the dollar the government spends has to come from someplace. It either has to get it through taxation, or they have to get it by borrowing. And right now we're overborrowed. And our actual general accepted accounting principles debt is over $86 trillion. That's a GAAP debt, according to John Williams. Go to his website, shadowstats.com. Don't take my word for it. Look at John Williams' website. He's an economist. He's a lot smarter than I am. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, Cloward and Piven are going to be successful. They said in 1966, we're going to destroy America by spending in debt. They've done it. Well, where's the outcry, and why isn't anybody else telling these things? Stephen, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I always appreciate the opportunity of being on your show, Dr. Stan. You have a very educated and inquisitive audience, people who want to know. They're not afraid of hearing the truth. And that's the part of the problem that the general public has. They really do not want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear about the coming collapse of state governments or the recession caused by increased taxes on a national level. They don't want to worry about totalitarianism. They feel their government can do no wrong because it's the American government operating under the Constitution. And I would agree with them, except the American government is not operating under the Constitution. It's making up its laws as it goes along based on what's good for big government and not what's good for the people that are being governed. And until your listeners and the millions of other people in this country decide that they want to take back government, bring back the Constitution, and make this a country that believes in freedom instead of a country that's trying to have its citizens live off of other citizens, hoping they don't have to give up too much to get a lot for themselves. We live in very trying times, but I'm a real believer that the future is bright, that at some point in time, sooner rather than later, the American public is going to wise up and start saying no to bigger government and start acting on that, whether it be at the local school board level and city council level or at the senatorial and presidential level. At some point in time, the American public are going to say enough is enough. And shows like this help lead the way of educating people. And, of course, I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to be on your show to educate your listeners. But now that they are educated, they need to take it out into the community. to educate others and to act politically and in the community, whether it be in the church or whether it be in town halls. People who understand what's going on need to speak out and need to be willing to say things that others don't want to hear.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate all that you do. I want you to hang on here for about 20 seconds because we want to get your website out to our listeners out across America, across the nation. And certainly, we think your work is vitally important, and we want people to know how to get in touch with your blog. So just hang on there for just one moment, and we'll bring all of our stations back on board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Stephen Frank. Stephen, how can people get to your website, get your information?
They can go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and sign up for a free subscription. A newsletter comes out every morning about 3 a.m. California time, and it gives information that you're not going to read about in the mainstream newspaper, or it's information that the mainstream newspaper misrepresents. Again, that's capoliticalnews.com.
God bless, and that is a free subscription, isn't it?
Free subscription.
God bless. Thanks for everything you do. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Stephen Frank. Hope you enjoyed that. Of course, this is the time I have to mention that my ministry is primarily listener-supported because I have to pay for radio time on networks across America and for the individual stations it carries. But people are listening and people are learning. And if you want to help that, and of course, the major thing is we've got to convince the American people. In the short time we have left, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get our products. You can donate to us. You can advertise with us. Anything that you could do to help, we'd appreciate it, because it's really quite an undertaking. I don't get paid. My wife doesn't get paid. And she works 12 hours a day many times. I'm certainly trying to keep our ministry going, and we've done it for pretty close to 20 years, and we'll do it as long as God gives us a breath and the opportunity. So if you can help, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we certainly want to mention my website, radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can listen to our programs, live 4 hours a day. Then, of course, you can listen to our archive programs on iPod, iPhone, cell phones. You can number you can call for our Genesis programs in the afternoon. But go to our website, radioliberty.com. And then we mentioned we're trying to get our book reprinted, and you can get actually 64 copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, at less than $2.40 each. At less than $2.40 each, you can sell them, but you can give them away, and you can change people's lives. And a lot of people have read this book, and their life has changed. So if you're in a position to buy or certainly to go in with somebody else, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you get that, we get a free 4-CD set or free DVD of any of our DVDs that we have made. Just give us a call and we'll get those off to you right away. We will not bill you until we're ready to do the printing on the book, though. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk on the World Revolution, because there you'll hear my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, and he will tell you Fidel Castro didn't win the revolution. Fidel Castro did not have the support of the Cuban people. He had the support of the American government that put him in power because we needed an enemy. They knew he was a communist. And you'll hear Ambassador Smith, a multi-billionaire, tell you the truth that you'll never hear elsewhere. You need to get my talk on the Desperate Deception. Desperate Deception, it includes my interview with Norman Dodd, the director for research of the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the tax-exempt foundations. That was the Reese Committee. You can get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and then get the DVD, my interview with Norman Dodd. And he will tell you what the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations were doing, financing communism and socialism. Why? Why, of course, first of all, to rally the people behind the government, and then so we could bring socialism to America. And we have far more socialism and totalitarianism in America today than they have in either communist Russia or communist China, both of whom we're financing today, the best enemies money could buy. So once again, certainly you need to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda, Agenda 21, the covert plan, and so much more. If you'd like a catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Caring about your world and then doing something about it. And for many of you, the real patriots willing to die for what you believe in. That's right. That's where what we're all about here at the Power Hour. And this whole situation with MF Global is so much worse than they're telling you. People are losing everything. It's just incredible to think that we could have come to this point in time, where people like Gerald Celente, very well versed in the financial business, could lose money himself. But we're concerned about the little people down here, like you and like me. We're concerned about those of us who are doing the next right thing. I have this recommendation from Diane, and I want to tell her thank you very much for submitting this, and I think it's an excellent idea. She says, Joyce, I know many of us have seen there's an email out there about new traditions for Christmas 2011. Not buying anything foreign made, buying local. She says, what a wonderful idea. But I think we have, if we had a clearinghouse for power